Blog Talk Radio.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team. All these broke ninny baby having bitches only out for riches. Fucking and sucking mouth always open like she has a dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause daggers got more bitches than sororities.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair, swing her till her weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue. While she swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up, my hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mania and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love. Get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh wait, I get it now, slip a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job, keep hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the streets, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy. Like you fuck my bitch, she a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gang stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself. You can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like a, ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school, learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him, use a paper cut. Hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugger. Caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my pliers at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac. Stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling. And I'll remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I'll make you beg for death. I'll make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell. Well, you know they keep the fire hot.
That's enough. We thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches want to keep it. I wish a nigga would. Fuck your life. I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Back is on the warpath. Nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and wanna kill the dagger. Fine, do what all the haters do. Get a number, get in line.
Get in line, you bitch. Fuck the bitches. Fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper. You dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get out. 4DB with it. You haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back. Blah!
Nah, I don't wanna sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love everything in their house. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't wanna sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
Shit. What's cracking, y'all? Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Fuck You Fridays in full effect. And as promised, we will have actual Fuck You Fridays today. So despite everything going on that's going on with me right this second, we're going to keep the show going, all right? Because I'm not going to bullshit, but let me try to catch y'all up real quick. Let me get the business out the way first. First of all, thank you, Boss Lady. Shout out to the Boss Lady Topaz to say, because again, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Fuck You Fridays, no Stop Sundays. No West Coast Wednesday, Tom Nights with my co-host Queen V. And again, no Fuck You Friday. So and the Triple M show on Monday. I always keep forgetting the date. I don't know. I'm trying to go fast. But thank you very much, Boss Lady, for allowing me to do my thing over here and keep things going. Wait, looking forward to when you get back on the airwaves, all right? Next, all independent artists, everybody out there doing their music thing, keep sending in your music. I'm getting a lot of new music, so make sure you look forward to this Slash Sundays, all right? Keep sending in your music to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I will find a place for it in rotation, all right? And, of course, last but not least, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show, to support the show, support these independent artists, support me, support my co-hosts. Just if you're about that realness, if you like what we got going on over here, spread the word, talk about the show. Because that's the only way, you know, we're going to keep growing and keep moving. That's the best advertising, it's word of mouth, because nobody's going to believe me, but they'll believe you if you tell them, all right? So just make sure you let them know what we got popping off over here, and there it is, and we'll continue to grow. Now, oh, shit. All right, since it is Fuck You Fridays, I swear, man, the shit that I go through sometimes is only because I have something to talk about on the show, y'all. Now, how do I want to start this off? Let me just say, first of all, I really hate how people tell you one thing and then it always winds up being something else. It always winds up being something else. And just as a word of advice for those that are out there listening, try to be a man or woman of your word. If something's going on a specific way, you're saying you're going to do this and this is going to happen, then make sure you do that. Or if it does change, then make sure you let people know that it's changed, not at the last minute, blah, blah. Just it's easier to just be upfront and open with people from the jump, all right? Let me just say that from experience. And let me explain what's going on with me, like, right now. Now, I'm chilling. It's about 3:00 earlier today, and I'm getting ready. You know, I'm about to get ready for the show. I just uploaded a whole lot of new music for Sunday. I'm like, all right, well, I got that out the way. Let me just, you know, I was about to start promoting Fuck You Fridays in certain places. I couldn't even do that. Get a call like, yo, I need a ride. Like, can you take me, woo-woo, can you take me here for like 35 real quick and bring me back? I need to pick up something. Like, there's another thing I hate about not having a job. Just a quick side note. When you don't got a job, or at least when I don't got a job, it leaves me open to do other things for other people. And I don't like doing that. But then again, y'all know me, I hate lying to people or making up reasons why I can't do something. Like, when I was at work or I had a job, I was at work. So it's always like, nah, I'm at work. I can't do it. People wouldn't even call me because they knew I was at work. So I ain't about to do shit. But when I'm not at work, it's just like I got all this fucking extra time on my hands. And it's like, fuck. And me personally, I like doing nothing. That's just me. I mean, especially, I hate not doing nothing. I hate doing nothing for other people, if you know what I'm saying. Like, if other people got you doing shit and you're sitting around waiting for them to do something, but you're doing nothing for somebody else, that shit sucks. As far as me personally, myself, I don't mind doing nothing by myself. You know, that doesn't bother me. You know, it's me doing nothing and I choose to do nothing. So, yeah, I'm good. So, but, like I said, I was getting ready to promote the show, get a text like, yo, can you take me woo-woo to do this, that? Like, all right, well, fine. I mean, are we going to make it back in this? But it's like they want me to take them from, like, L.A. to Pasadena and then back. And this is at 3:00 on a Friday, which is, like, just get off of work hours and, you know, everybody trying to get where they got to go for the weekend and shit like that. So I'm like, man, I don't know. But she was offering, you know, she offered me, like, $35, $40. So I'm like, fuck, I kind of need that. So it's like, all right, fuck it, let's go. And I'm just going to try to smash. Maybe I'll get out there and back, you know, maybe just 2 hours or so, and then I'll still be able to make it back in time enough for the show and be able to do the show as I wanted to do the show. But, of course, here's the situation, and here's what happens. And also, it's much worse when you find yourself doing shit for people that's not even really your people. I don't know if y'all are like, the person I'm trying to help out right now is like a friend, is like an acquaintance of an acquaintance, and it's just one of those situations where a motherfucker knew I had a car and needed something done, so I was like, okay, let me pay this person to drive me here, there. Y'all know they get down. Like I said, that's another thing. When you have a car, if people don't have a car, they always try to find people with cars or whatever so they can pay them or get them to do shit and everything like that. You'll be surprised how many people without cars be asking me for rides for this, that. We'll get into that a little bit later. That's a whole other subject. I'm just trying to catch all up to what's going on right now as we speak. So, fine, fuck it. Let's make this run real quick. Let's roll. So I go to where she's at, and I pick her up. Now, here's the part that – now, here's the shit that starts to piss me off. Now, this is what I mean. Do as you say, and it's like it's like having a verbal contract. You told me you was going to pay me this to do this, and that was going to be it, and then we'll be go about our day. But so I get there. Not only does she come out, but she walks out with not only her but her cousin – and her son, her older son. I'm like, you didn't tell me we was about to be on a field trip. You said I was taking you somewhere to pick up something and come back, and that would be it. But no, you got us to pick it, but now I'm taking everybody. And then come to find out, Was she getting in the car? Oh, wait, no, we don't have to do that anymore. We just got to go. My brother's getting out today. We got to go pick up my mom and go pick up my brother from jail. And then that's it. We don't even got to go all the way out there. But saying that I should be thankful that I don't got to drive all the way out that way and come back or whatever like this. No, I'm not thankful. One, you just added two extra people to this car. Actually, three, four. You're about to be four by the time this shit's over. Like I said, I'm in the process of this now. I'm still going through it. I'm catching y'all to where I'm at right this second. And then where her mom's is, I got to go pick up. And where the detention center for her brother is that I got to go pick up is completely in the opposite direction. So I got to go way over here to pick this person up. Then I got to go over here to the detention center waiting. And that's where I'm at right now. This is where I'll cut it. But it's funny. I'm standing right now, and this is weird, too. You got the juvenile detention center to my left, and I'm standing at the golf course, and there's a golf course right off to the right to it. They share the same parking lot. And that has to be the weirdest thing, because people are playing golf. Like, you know, there's little golf carts, and the golf course runs to the other side. Like, majority of this place is the golf course. So it's weird how there's all this golf course, and then there's the juvenile detention center right here in the middle of it. Shit is fucking crazy. And this is a fucking torture. It's got to be torture. I would hate to have to be in that juvenile center or something to see motherfuckers playing golf and shit while I'm doing all kind of other bullshit. At least the prisons is out in the desert and everything, but I mean, it don't look like something that you would just be hanging out in. But this shit is fucked up how they be fucking with people, man. But again, I shouldn't even fucking be here. I should be somewhere else doing my show, but again, and it's funny because I told her before we left, I'm like, yo, I got a show at 6:00. My show starts at 6:00. I need to be back. I need to get back. Okay, fine, cool, whatever. And showing up, look at what I'm doing. Doing my show mobile that I didn't want to do from the golf course next to the juvenile detention center. And they all there talking about, well, we're almost done. We'll be right back up. They got to put his house arrest bracelet on and shit. I'm like, oh. And then it just shows that Another thing I just noticed that people don't care about nothing but themselves and what they got going on, you know. And this is another thing. It's like how I feel. Like I should feel like the transporter. Y'all remember the movie The Transporter? We had a verbal contract. This amount of time, and that should be it. Like I said, literally, I should be able to leave right now, but I ain't got paid yet, so I'm kind of stuck. Because I would damn near leave people. I really need to get on that mode because I'm getting tired of people. Like, I've said it many times, especially lately, wasting time. Like I said, I'm doing nothing right now. I'm doing my show, but I'm doing it in a way that I didn't want to do it. I'm not doing it the way I wanted to do it. I'm doing it the way I have to do it because I, again, put myself out there for somebody else who don't give a fuck about what I got going on or anything like that. You know, those people that don't even try to hurry, don't even try to rush, don't even try to move things along, don't even, it's just whatever they got going on. And then when they do come out, then it's going to be me plus five people in the car. And I'm already in the truck with them going to be in there looking like some Mexicans and shit. I already don't like driving that deep. But nobody cares, right? Nobody's thinking about all this. You know, and now I'm just looking at it, the little bit of money you're going to give me. I mean, out of all this fucking driving, wear and tear on the car and everything like that, it wasn't even worth it. I should have just kept my ass where I was because I was fine. I was situated. And then they also don't see it like you know, how people without cars don't know what it's like to have cars, or, you know, people that don't treat their cars well or really just dog their cars, you know, run out, burn out, and everything. I mean, when you just run your car ragged for this and that and everything, shit like that's going to happen. And it's crazy because I traveled enough myself. I do a lot of driving just to do shit that I got to do. So then the extra miles that I put on my car for other people and what they got going on, and they can't even get their shit together, is just crazy. When I do shit for other people, or if you got somebody doing something for you, you might want to keep your shit on point. Keep your shit in line. You know, make sure people are on time. Make sure you don't have to wait. You ain't going to have people waiting because, again, somebody's doing something for you. I'm just trying to give a little advice for those of y'all out there that are asking people for help. I'm not saying don't ask people for help, but if you're going to do that, make sure that the help comes swiftly, easy, things get done, and people can move on. Because this is the type of shit right here. What I'm going through is upsetting. It's upsetting when I could have just been doing what I was doing and not worried about nothing. And people always want to keep it. And then she's going to be like, well, I mean, what's up with you? I never know when you're mad or when you're not mad or when you're cool or when you're not cool. I'm never cool. This shit ain't cool right now. It's cool for you because I'm doing what you want to do. You don't care how long it takes because you didn't have no other way to do it. I'm the one who has something to do. I'm the one who, you know, was minding his business. You hit me up. So when you take somebody out of their zone or whatever, doing what they're doing, you might want to do whatever you got to do to make sure things run smoothly as you say they were going to do, as smoothly as you say they were going to run. And ain't none of that shit popped off right now. There ain't no telling how the rest of the day is going to go, but it's going to be funny because, like I said, since y'all here now, when they do come out this motherfucker and I'm finally able to leave, I'm not going to tell them I was on the show and I'm going to leave the show open. Y'all just going to hear whatever goes on in the car during the ride until I get these people out of my car. All right? So be prepared to hear maybe whatever. Just don't go anywhere. I'm just warning y'all what's going to happen because I'm not going to let them know I did the show or I'm doing the show. But I'm going to tell them, or at least the girl she asked me, I'm going to tell her no, I didn't get to do it because I had to cancel it or whatever because of you. Because I'm being here and everything like that. And we'll see where the kind of conversation goes. And you can see, like I was saying, you ever stop and just listen to people talk? And it's why I just get so mad. I'm not really mad. It's just when people are holding conversations around me, like I said, I don't know these people like that. And I'm not trying to. I don't know her like that. I don't know her cousin like that. I don't know her mom like that. I don't know her son like that. I don't know this little nigga getting out of this detention center like that. And I just don't try to. But yet all these people are going to be in my car. So like I said, I got to get these people out of my car as quickly as possible. But what I mean to say is that the conversation that they have when they talk about shit that they got going on, they and everything like that, I got to sit here and listen to that shit. And they don't have nothing to do with me, and I don't care. But I got to listen to it. You know, so that's going to be interesting. We'll see how that works out. But yeah, I'm just sitting here pacing back and forth, like I said, talking to y'all, just upset at the situation that I'm even still fucking here. But I, again, got no one to be upset, really upset at is myself. Because like I said, I put myself in the situation. I was just fine. Could do what I was going to do, and I would have been straight. But, I mean, it's just also crazy. As much as I stay away from cops and haven't been getting no kind of tickets or any kind of bullshit lately and everything like that, lately I keep finding myself at courthouses and detention centers for other people. People getting bailed out, people, you know, going to court to take care of their tickets and shit and everything and all kind of other. Frustration. So, but that's where I'm at right now, y'all. Like I said, it's just going on the type of desk already. It's just a lot of shit going on, and it's just all across the board. I mean, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to go. And that's just what's happening right now. So it's going to be amazing what happens, like I said, when they do come back out here and then where that conversation is going to go. So, again, remember, if I just don't say nothing or you just sound like I'm not talking, there's a reason. Like I said, we're going to pretend like the show's not on, but it's still going to be going. So don't go anywhere and just ride with me. Man, anything else off the top of my head right now since everybody's all caught up, man. I've also noticed that a lot of people are placing their importance on the wrong things. I've noticed that a lot as well. You know, you ever have those people that make certain things so important that they base their value, they base, you know, how valuable they are maybe to society or to other people or their own personal value, their worth on the wrong things. Like, I'm talking about those people like look at weed. We'll talk about weed for a second. Now, I'm not talking about those people that only smoke Kush because that's what they prefer. You know, they only smoke Kush because, you know, I don't smoke swag, I don't smoke stress, you know, good. Okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not talking about those people. But I mean it's those people that try to talk down on the next person or try to be like, man, all I do is smoke Kush, man. Shit, if you ain't smoking nothing but Kush, then there's something wrong with you. But it's like, okay, well, you smoking bomb Kush all day, every day, right? But you ain't got no car. But you on the bus. You know what I mean? Or shit like that. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy, dumb shit like that confuses me. Because their importance is off. So I just be trying. Oh, here we go. Wait, we got two people coming out, y'all. Here's a little pause. We'll see how this goes. Remember, we're going to keep quiet about the show like it ain't happening, but. Whatever y'all hear in the background, don't trip. All right, let's see what's going on. Hold on. It's always some hood shit, too. You know, I fuck with hood people. Sorry, here we go.
Oh,
mother.
I'm
so sorry you did it. I was just calling to tell people I'm not gonna, I can't do the show now.
Oh my God.
Was that six? I told you that before we even left, because you had a three.
You did? I get hot to Oxford, God. Oh my God.
I'm asked out right now, but I guess.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. No, for real, don't laugh, because I'm not laughing. I feel bad, like, oh, my God.
Man, I missed the show before. It's just good, because I'm super tripping about it.
No, I'm tripping. This motherfucking criminal.
You scared to smoke this?
And then we're going to straight back to y'all, so we got to drop your moms back off, too.
No, we live in the...
Oh, yeah, so what was she doing all the way up here?
He had to go to court.
Oh.
For the...
She had to go to court for him to get released and then bring him over here to get...
And the cool part about it is we just found out that they just got here an hour ago.
That was one of those vans that pulled up over there.
The whole time the dumbass nigga been saying that they finna come down. They finna come down. They don't have to do that shit, though. They should tell people so motherfuckers can know they don't know how people get here. Everybody don't got no motherfucking car. And the way my life set up, I don't got time for this. I'm trying to get turned up. I'm not trying to be on no L.A. County fucking Los Padrino premises.
But I was thinking, it's kind of fucked up to have like a detention center like right next to the golf course,
exactly.
Right? How
exactly.
They fucking with people like that?
Like, what the fuck?
That's why I said when I came here and they pulled back here and happened to start taking everything off, I told man, I thought we're about to get beat up.
Yeah, that's on my earpiece. That's the place.
Oh, shit,
no, yeah, it still fits, yeah. But no, that's the thing. Niggas got a short end, though. So, I mean, yours might still be better.
No, his ain't better because it keeps cutting off and on.
But yeah, I was looking at that. I was like, because, I mean, it's like the golf course is all the way around. But it's just the girls over there, too. So, that's fucked up. You be in here, like, in your little trying to do whatever, and you look out, you see motherfuckers at the golf course.
Well,
like,
you want to eat dinner with us?
Huh?
You want to eat dinner with us?
No, I still got to get back to the house, though, because I still got to have people wait for me, too.
Well, you can come back out. I'm telling you right now, the way my life's set up, I'm getting hurt. I'm fucking on everything I love. When I get home, I'm gonna feel man alone. I already got my shit set up.
That's crazy. I was just looking at this shit like, man, that's just teasing niggas. I mean, at least in the pen, like, at least the penitentiary.
Let me see yours.
At least the penitentiaries, they take their ass out to the desert or something like that. So at least all you got to do is, yeah, or something. At least you know what I mean? You're just out there, but right?
I thought we were walking over there and smoking the weed.
You want to walk on to the golf. We're safer here smoking the weed than walking out there smoking weed.
Just roll up the window.
I don't understand what the paranoid when it comes to weed like that.
When my life set up, I got a warrant. I'm scared of weed.
Are they looking for you? Oh,
no,
shit.
They not looking for me.
Oh.
This nigga's saying that, they're looking for you. No, they're not looking for
you. Oh, you just got to stand in one, so if they run your name or something or whatever. Oh, but you don't know how much it is, because they don't take you for it. They only take you if it's a certain amount, right?
We got to be over like 15.
Over what, 1,500? 1,500, yeah.
So mine's 8 right now.
So you got one, too?
It's not.
I didn't know. I just popped out. I look at the computer. Let me check if I can check it.
Oh, shit. Nah, I can't fuck with the law. Fuck them. Oh, man, this shit just in the cut, too, but in the cut behind the golf course. Like, that shit is still wilding me.
That's why we thought we were
going to
get beat up.
What
the fuck this shit is? Somebody needs to get out.
But then it's also like, yeah, like, who wants to go to a golf course? Like, it don't look like it's that, like, that hard to get all. I don't know what kind of security they got here, but it's almost like, man, you make it to the golf course. I guess they could see you running across the golf course or something.
Already,
like,
escape already. He got caught.
Because they don't know where they at.
Because T.O. said he got caught because that nigga didn't want to listen to the plan that they had. He didn't leave when he was supposed to. I guess he left when all the staff was on duty or some shit or some shit. The homie from the head, nigga. Fuck this little bullshit ass kid.
Yep.
Nah,
secretly. We can't hop out the cigarette. Oh, we got to choose. We can't do both. Can't hop out the cigarette and the weed. Y'all, that's too much for my love.
OMG!
Like, shit.
Got a hubby.
Yeah.
Got a hubby that's scared of the cat.
Yeah.
Like, he don't
My homie, Lil Joker, he can't make the bed. Wait, you're looking around like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck is that looking at? It's him like, where the fuck did you come from? Then you gotta hide him out and all that. Then he get caught again. Then he do it again. To where they said, fuck it, you going to the big jail. You won't get out of this motherfucker. When he went to the zip jail, 16 something. He kept escaping from camp. I don't know. Like, it was just in him. Any camp he went to, he got out of that motherfucker. Give him like a week. He done left the camp already. He out of there.
How many shit up shit? Nigga be in the house, nigga. Just an addict, nigga. Punch something to the house. Niggas out there playing brother for the year. What the fuck? And y'all know, says, no?
This gonna be smoky up in this bitch when we open it.
Like, he's standing outside. I don't know. I'm here for my yo.
You fucking leave my idiot. I'm gonna die, Abbott. You think it was stupid shit?
You can ask him, dude.
Oh. Oh, I couldn't ask him. In there.
This is the rubber spray.
Part of your car.
This is the rubber spray. It's fireproof. That's the point.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
I mean, man, you know. I mean, you're so paranoid about cracking windows and shit. I'm like, you don't got to crack the window. So we got to crack it.
I'm running.
You're running?
Hell yeah.
It's still up on the car, you call.
His mom, that boy's on his own. Ratchet as fuck. She look young.
Oh, yeah.
Her son, 19.
I
book a room through hotels.com, I get it for cheaper, and then I get to get another free night.
Are you booking them like that?
Yeah, I had signed up for it when I got the 2 suites for my birthday.
Oh.
But because of the rooms that I had got, they both were 3 something, so it earned me a gang of points.
Oh, so if you get one regular, then you should have enough for a free one because of the points or whatever.
Right. All I got to do is get another room. And then the next
day. If I want to stay, I can, because I get a free night.
Yeah. Oh, juvenile places, they only release it to your parents, huh?
Right.
Oh, okay.
He's been in here since April.
April?
His first time. Yeah.
Well, he ain't been there that long, man. He's been away.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
He ain't been talking
about school, right? I don't know none of that. He's going home.
Don't they allow him to still go to school or whatever, at least or something? Or?
It's December, though. He's on vacation.
But he paused it.
He'd rather be on house arrest, though, than in here.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit. Being home is always better than anybody can feel it. I never had one of them braces when I was like, yeah, throw that shit on. Yeah, you can throw that shit on. Monitor where I'm at. I'm just, but homies will come over and smoke with me here.
Really
like, yeah, if it was like that, then I'd be straight.
No, I ain't tripping. Man, you blowing my cover, man. Yo, dumbass. You want to hop in and out. Fuck these hoes. This bitch is sneaky. I don't know why I'm in the
is everybody trying to get out before 5:00? I like to cut off time. That's all these cars is lined up and everything.
No, they tell you to come get their ass before 6:00, and these motherfuckers ain't even here before 6:00. But people would come get their kids. They don't even be this many people when visiting. No, that's the sad part. This nigga got a visit since he's been in here.
Yeah, I can never do it.
I told him I skip this thing. See, when I went to jail, I was a business.
I won't hear it next time I got until I went to the big
one. I guess it's because when I was growing up, I had my own mind. So anything I did is because I wanted to do it.
It sound like one of them girls on a scared straight.
Me?
I can do it, I won't.
You know, for real, I did it because I wanted to. I didn't do it because somebody else. These kids these days, they don't have their own mind. They doing it because the next person is.
I'm trying to run
out of the window. No, I'm about to get out. If y'all run out of the window, I'm getting out of here.
Oh, then get out an hour down the windows. Cause I mean you can't hop out of that cigarette. That's got to be bad. That's got to be bad. So something got to be wrong about that. There it go. Their eyes all wide and shit. It's okay. Like they're going in there to fuck with the juveniles. Just I'll roll down the windows and y'all get out. You can smoke your cigarette. They ain't gonna fuck with me. I'm leaving. They're good. So. Yep, I was smoking. What you got to say? Yeah, on the premises, right here. I was about to go swing some golf clubs. Hi, I need my medication. Fuck yeah.
You don't take that long to go on the gate, drive your car, you don't gotta wait till the gate on the way over shit.
Oh, man. And this puff cloud coming out of my car. Enjoy that shit. Like I'm gonna do that shit in the video or something when they like really smoke out the car, like for real, and like that'll be the beginning of the video, like over the doors, like should it just like hell yeah. And I want to take that picture like in a black light or something, like you take the picture but you make it like negative where you see the smoke more than you see the video, like just that should be hard. I'll do that for like an album cover or something.
funny, y'all. Y'all hearing some of the shit? They outside the car. I'm here by myself, so I'm trying to talk a little low right now. They don't know if I'm talking on the show. But you hear some of this shit? This is funny, but I mean, it's just people, man. Different people, different stuff, different folks. But it's like, I just see where I'm different in a lot of situations. Like when you have to be a parent, first of all, motherfuckers got warrants. I've had warrants, I've never had a warrant. I'm not gonna lie, I ain't never had a warrant that I didn't know about because I don't fuck with police like that. I mean, you get a ticket, if you something happen or something go wrong, man, y'all better take care of y'all shit, man. These warrants and this shit out here or whatever, they always got some kind of way for you to get rid of that shit as long as you show up for court and everything like that, y'all. Y'all motherfuckers gonna go to court, blow off dates, blase, blase, this, that. I don't know what the fuck, but y'all motherfuckers need to not deal with this court shit because it's crazy. I can't stand paranoid smokers. That shit really be blowing my fucking eyes sometimes. It's just really like, are you serious? Like hold on, I gotta look. Hold on, you fucking up my. Hold on, wait. They coming? You see them? They gonna smell? Wait, hold on. Dude, oh, good looking.
I'm gonna see what the fuck going on.
All right. Yeah, 6 hours back inside so I can talk normally. But. That paranoid smoking. It's like, are you serious? Like, no, I don't. This is what I mean. I don't give a fuck, man. Because, like I said, when you're legal, or when you know you ain't got that kind of shit to worry about, man, you can say fuck the police. The majority of the police ain't gonna give a fuck about weed. Weed is at the bottom of shit right now, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Y'all out there with that crack and all that other shit and everything. Yeah, that's a little different story. If I'm just talking about weed smokers, man, just don't. Especially if you're stationary. See, I smoke weed and drive, too. And I still don't give a fuck. But at the same time, what I'm saying is that if you're stationary, no matter where you're at, like, I smoked in front of a police station before. You know, like, fuck it. I'm here. I'm saying, like, if you're legal, they have no reason to fuck with you. Most police are not going to fuck with you over weed. They got better things to do. And as long as you ain't doing nothing else, they're going to leave that shit the fuck alone. As long as you ain't sitting up there with mouths and mouths of baggies and shit and you ain't looking to distribute or you got your weed card or whatever, any of that shit, or you just got enough on you for you to go through your smoking there, whatever you're doing right now, you straight. But yeah, but if you got warrants or you on parole or you got any of this other shit going on, yeah, you might get a little paranoid, you know, motherfucking smoking weed and shit. Yeah, I maybe I understand a little bit, but I can't live that life. I got enough stress as it is to be paranoid over smoking weed. Fuck that. The only time I hear shit about my weed smoke is if I walk into my mama's house. Shit, you know, oh, you smell like weed. That's the only time I hear shit. My mom and my dad talk shit about it because they don't fuck with it. I hear about that shit nowhere else. Police pull up all these. Smells like weed in the car. Yep, I've been smoking. It's going to smell like that. Any in the car? Nope, I smoked it already. I mean, what the fuck? Is that what you pulled me on? I mean, what else you got? What else you got? If you're going to try to say I was changing lanes without signaling, okay, I may give you that. All right. You want to try to say I was speeding a little bit? Okay, man, whatever, fine. You know, whatever. But this weed, you might as well go somewhere else with that. And the weed that is in the car, you're not going to find it. And if you're worried about these few roaches that are right here or whatever, I mean, you're going to trip off these 1-2 roaches in the middle of the sidewalk, it can smell like weed. You know, I don't like to throw away roaches because, you know, you get enough roaches together, I got a roach collection. This is why we tell the police, like, sir, you know, I got a roach collection at home because, you know, times get hard sometimes with weed, so I just collect all my roaches. I got this cup that's just full of roaches at my house. So whenever times get rough, you know, I roll up that roach blunt. You know, you can't waste anything. You know how wasteful people are out here in the world nowadays? Well, I'm not going to waste a thing, sir. But, you know, you still be respectful and everything, you know, as long as they're being cool with you. Because, I mean, people be so scared of police. Police is just people, y'all. I know, I'm seeing all these videos. I hear police whooping niggas' asses and police shooting niggas and everything like that. But it's like, on one hand, yeah, they may be a little racist. They may be a little whatever. But if you know how to handle police, you can walk away without an ass whooping. You can walk away without getting shot. I mean, you can you can walk away without getting, you know, fucked with. But there's a difference between not giving a fuck and not giving a fuck. Like, see, me, I don't give a fuck. I talk to the police like they just people. Like, man, y'all ain't got nothing better to do today, sir. Like, this, that, you know, if they do, you know, put a nigga in cuffs and shit. You know, you talk a little bit of shit, but you keep it respectful. Like, man, y'all really need to put a cuffs on a nigga. Like, I told y'all, you know, I talk to him. Like, you don't want to act like you're scared. Y'all motherfuckers, I understand. Y'all gonna be on parole or got warrants and shit or whatever. Y'all scared because if they find out your name or if they find some shit or whatever, and they find the burner you got under the seat or whatever, you gonna be scared. So you gonna but they look for that. So even if you got that shit in the car, man, y'all gotta be normal. You gotta act normal. You even gotta put a little emphasis on it. Like, why are y'all fucking with me? Because police fuck with people. And learn some shit. Learn some of these rules going on out here in the world, y'all. Learn what the police can and cannot do. Learn when they can search your car. Learn what's allowed and what's not. All right? Because as far as I go, it's like, I already know. I go through the police search of the car all the time or whatever. I got to say yes, because if the car smells like weed, shut up. Why is this phone going on? Shut up. Shut up. Not even my phone. Oh, pissing me off. I don't want a shy girl, I want a ratchet. Y'all know about your car? I'm about to say your phone's going off. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to get it to stop. It won't cut off. Now go still. Tell you how you feel. You feel a hot Mexican? That's how you feel? I think he grinned when he went up when he looked over here. Like, fuck your Toyota. What's that? Is that part of the golf course? Or is that part of it? Is that the golf course? Mm-hmm. Oh god! What is this cutie dude doing outside the golf course? Golf just seems to be a boring game. Just walking all day. Well, ride, hit the ball, get it in the hole, ride, hit the ball. Yeah, it's like, it's almost like playing catch, but nobody throw the back to you. I mean, like, you're playing catch with the hole, but you're throwing towards the hole, you're trying to hit the ball towards the hole, but it's just not coming back, it's just going in that direction. And they want to keep throwing shit at you, let's throw sand trap. Water has it. Take this shit seriously. This shit take all day. Miniature golf though is cracking.
What the fuck is that?
You never been miniature golfing? That shit with you gotta get it through the windmill and all kind of little shit. They got all kind of shit. I gotta go miniature golfing again. I ain't been miniature golfing in a minute. That shit looking fun. That little shit, you gotta hit it up in the tower or something, get the right way, then it comes out the other side, all kind of shit. Bank shot. I wonder if they got that dude out there going to be collecting the balls with the people he aiming for. Damn it. Sure. Dude look like Tiger Woods daddy. Oh shit, yeah. Happy to get out of the car. Man, yeah. I just don't like people. People just get on my nerves. People do dumb shit. I find myself doing dumb shit behind people. Oh, excuse me. I just don't know, but we're mobile right now. Let's go see what's up with the golfers, y'all. Like I said, I got shit else to do. Hanging out these people. Like I said, I don't know about golf sometimes. Like I said, you get 4, 5, 6 people together. What about 18 holes? Like, and that's on the. This is like a. I'm not gonna say a cheap golf course, but you know, not a full golf course. You know, there's some real golf courses, the long all day golf courses, a country club member type shit for it. And this shit over here looks like the type of place where it's like, well, if you just got a pair of golf clubs and a couple of dollars, you can come out here and hit a few rounds. You know, clack it. So right now, where I'm at, to the right of me, where I'm at is a set of white men, four of them playing their round of golf today on their hole. And in front of me is the driving range. You know, for those that don't know, driving range, you know, you line them up. And they got all these targets out here and just knock off some fucking balls. It's also going to be therapeutic. Think of it like a batting cage for baseball. But let's see, man. I'm going to take this golf seriously, man. Putting that arch in their sling. Whack. Whack. I always didn't like that sound, though. That's a cool sound. Hitting a golf ball with a golf club, full swing. That's a cool sound. Nothing wrong with that one. What else we got? Let's see. What's over here? Oh, the putting area. Yeah, see, this is what I be talking about over here. This is where, you know, that's why I like miniature golf. Miniature golf is all about the putt-putt. If you get a putt, then you're going to be in the game on miniature golf. I fucks with miniature golf. My grandfather was a big golfer. Ooh, shit, sounded loud in a month. My grandfather was a golfer. And I got to find, he left me some golf clubs, I think. Or there's some golf clubs somewhere that I got to find. Shit looks nice out here. I can't get out here too far. I'm not a member. Oh, there go all the golf carts, though. I should steal one. Yeah, that's funny. This is weird. You got the golf course. That's a school over there. You got a golf course, a school, and an adult, not an adult, and a juvenile detention center. All sharing, like, the same space. God, what city am I in? I gotta figure that out. This motherfucker, they all know what the fuck you're doing out here. I guess I'm over here talking to myself. People looking at me kind of crazy and shit. I don't even know if y'all can hear me with this wind blowing. I hope y'all can. But, like I said, Prophet Charles show. So, like I said, reality radio. So, you never know what you're gonna get. But, oh, man. At the same time, I really hope I'm not boring y'all either. But like I said, it's just crazy. You just never know what to expect during the day and what you're going to see in a given day. And it's only Friday, despite everything else I've been dealing with all week. Like I was saying earlier, you know, people put the importance of shit or weigh their importance on the wrong things. Like I was saying, motherfuckers would be like, man, all I do is smoke kush. That's all I do, man. Like the motherfuckers would be like, you know, you big kush time, big time, and other niggas that be like, you know, my girl's better than yours. But it's like, okay, my nigga, but look, if you basing your value on how pretty or how good your girl is or whatever, nigga, you all wrong in that aspect too, because she don't define you. You know, tell me what she doing behind the scenes or whatever too. You can't base your value on the next person. Period. I don't care who it is. You know, or nigga, I fucked all the bitches, nigga. I got bitches and shit like that. Nigga, that's for me. You know what I mean? I swear all the time, I be trying to say, man, I'm not, that's not me. I don't even like that title sometimes. I don't even want it. People swear I got them. I don't even want that title. But y'all, there's these niggas out there that be like, man, I got all the bitches all the time. Da-da-da. But that defines you. That's what makes you hot. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Y'all got to get your priorities together. Y'all got to get your values in order. Y'all got to decide, you know, the right thing or what's right. But what it really is just that people, I just understand that people as a whole and people as a whole, the world is just fucked up. I've been saying it for the longest. Shit, I know I have, and I'm sorry, but it is. And I'm not gonna turn a blind eye to a lot of things. And once I'm in a position, and I can just see myself now, I was like, once I'm in a position to not have to fuck with anybody, I don't think I'm going to. But my list is gonna be really, really dumb short. So short, like my list is already short now. But again, I have to deal with certain people in certain situations. Like today, whoa. Like today, I'm dealing with the shit I'm dealing with now because I was just trying to get a little bit of extra change. And it's also funny. Here's another thing, now that I'm thinking about that as well. This is what I mean by make sure your time is valuable, y'all, for yourself and everything like that. Because she was going to give me like $40. And I figured, okay, $40 for like an hour, maybe an hour and a half. That's fine. If you're thinking hourly or whatever, at most, you know, I just made $20 an hour. Not everybody's getting that. But, you know, I left it like 3. It's going on 7 right now, so that's 4 hours. So now I'm down to like $10 an hour. You know, I don't work or just sit around for just $10 an hour. You know what I mean? If you think about it that way. Like, and that's the crazy part because I'm like, man, you're wasting my time. And then, like I said, if I didn't do the show or I wasn't about, I was about to do the show or you was about to have me cancel the show, y'all heard that, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Or But what is your sorry going to get me? Okay, you're sorry. You know, I told you, I heard it. I told you that before we left. Oh, I wasn't paying attention, man. I hate people that do that, too. Don't use being high and being fucked up as an excuse for not paying attention. This is what girls do. This is what ladies do. Y'all don't pay attention. Well, I'm not going to say all y'all. Like I said, majority of y'all. But I'm supposed to be the one that's just cool with that. That's what I mean. Ladies just feel like they can get away with shit. Women feel like whatever they do is just whatever. Like, whatever, I'm a girl, duh, it's okay, you'll get over it, blah, blah. And you don't really feel bad. You don't.
Okay, and if you do,
oh, all right, y'all, looks like it's time to go. The man's walking out, so we're going to get back to, like I said, we're going to act like the show's not going on, but I'm going to tell them y'all may not hear, which may not hear, but I'm ready to get people out of my car, so let's make this happen as fast as possible. Bang out radio, reality radio, fuck you Friday, Gagger. LA West Coast all day. Like I said, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 motherfuckers in my car on top of me driving. This is gonna be fun.
Backwards.
linebackers. I don't want you to try to be. I don't want you to try to be anything.
Is he right?
I don't want you to try to be anything.
What happened with the free?
They trying to get Dupree fired. That's what Coach Roberts said.
No way.
Coach Roberts said, when I talked to him on the phone, he said, you know they're trying to get Dupree 5 years? I'm like, oh.
Well, but y'all don't get them. What do they do?
Robbery, but he didn't do it. Nobody else did it.
They
paid. Oh, I don't know what they took. He just said that they, that he showed, you know, he showed. He did the robbery. Yeah. He did the robbery. But he got away. He ran. Police just went straight for the free. He told him to get away.
Oh,
yeah. And then these other boys, she left. Miss Pat left. But four people going there. This is four people that went to take him.
Yeah.
I was in there.
And what about four, the boys? The one number
was tool cut. And I said,
they don't have the boy. So
like, oh. Oh, 3 kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why are they bringing another kid to the
Oh, yeah, any guy's strike, you still went to camp. Hey, that same guy, he rude, man.
But I want extra.
I'm sorry, God. And that lady was rude. She talking about, sit your ass down while I send your ass back to your union. You ain't going.
All right.
She told me that. I'm like, oh.
What
I'm
you doing?
Like,
what you did? What should you do? Hey, you all got hot when they told me to leave out the court remote.
Yeah. Oh, you went to the court remote today again?
No. What you do? When I first went, I was mad. What did
oh,
you
yeah,
do? What you
so
do?
Mad.
What did she do?
She
said, ah.
She walked out the court like, ah. The judge was looking at me like, what's wrong with that girl?
What you do when you tell the
That's family? Why I think he didn't let me go home.
No, nigga, don't blame that on me. You wasn't going home regardless. She made it very clear. What did you do?
Hey, it was the DA that kept denying me, though. I wasn't even going to ask my house to rent. I was going to ask the place because I wasn't even. Because they kept denying me. They denied me three times. So I wasn't expecting to get house arrest. So I didn't ask. So I just had my head down. Once she said house arrest, I put my head up. Like, oh, yeah, I'll take that. She said, come back Friday. I was happy.
Can the police got my head?
I know. Every
no,
time, I,
she
go, every time I used to go to court, I know that's what I'm saying. Every time I used to go to, like, I go to court, I could not sleep because I just thinking about the court. Like, man, I was about to go home. I could not sleep. I wake up, like, yeah, I wake
you
up.
You can see the
picture of the moon? Yeah.
That's sure I got them.
But they put them in my personal. Oh, God, so they can't tell that my Bible.
You
can
see that thing?
No. I just kept waking up thinking it was in the morning. I'm like, man, they can't help me in the morning. Then I realized, like, oh, my God, I'm going to be in court.
And you remember I told you that.
They didn't give us a snack lunch. It's like, oh, my God, just snap
fire. Remember, I told you you weren't going out till 1:30. I told you.
But I didn't go out. I went out like at 2 something.
Mm.
At least 2:15. That's when I went to court.
Oh.
It was 2:15.
Oh, so they got like, look. Oh, they didn't bring you at 8 o'clock.
They did bring me at 8 o'clock. Oh, no, they brought me at 7:30. I was in court from 7:30 all the way to 2:30.
You know what?
And then after court, I didn't go.
I
didn't go back.
You did it with everybody else.
Yeah, I didn't go back until like 5 o'clock. Hey, it's a snap name, Mr. Hernandez. Mm. Oh, my gosh. Hey, I couldn't believe what I saw.
But all y'all was after
she was sucking one of the minors up. I'm looking like, hey, why ain't you the staff? You don't supposed to be doing that? I'm like, dang, why are you doing that? Like, if he don't snap, I'm going to fuck the minors.
Is Brown one there?
No, she on our break. Like, really, though, I wasn't even expecting. I looked at my door to see. I just saw her head going down. I'm like, who's that? Then I look, I see her blue shirt. I'm like, oh, that's the staff. She's freaky. She's cute, too. She got a big booty. I'm telling you, don't know. I'm like, oh, come tomorrow.
And do what?
Do the same.
Don't do it. Oh. Oh. God. You just knocked off, man. She didn't even look that way to see.
Hey, y'all,
checkpoint on Manchester. I'm not talking about Manchester. None tonight. I'm scared. They setting up shop.
What happened? What they doing?
Manchester and Hoover.
What's checkpoint?
License, if you're driving drug, weed, whatever, they pull you right over to that parking lot right over there, get out.
Oh, they got it on that side, though.
They're going to solve one side. They can't have that much traffic.
Oh, they can't do it on both sides.
Yeah, they can't do it on both sides at once. The motherfuckers on that side is on the wrong side.
So everybody that don't know, they
got
to check.
And then they got the bike cops probably posted back here somewhere for people that see it and try to turn off on one of these back streets. The bike cops go after them. What you turning for? Like, hold on.
They turn around, they know it.
Yeah. Mm. See, like y'all with your shit right there, you might have trouble. Now he's white.
Down.
Hey,
he's
white. He's good.
That lady that was sitting at the table?
That's good. No, I'm talking about the
mental health.
What are
don't
y'all
do it. Yeah, what are y'all doing?
Everybody, look, they turning off. They ain't playing.
Look, they turning. There's that car full of girls right there. They ain't going
that
ass shit.
That's why I said, slow down, hey. Yeah, because it's a checkpoint. You know the checkpoint when you see over the corner? Don't go to the checkpoint. I'm right here.
You about to get Domino's?
I ordered
it
already.
No, but it's
going
to take
so
a long time.
So you think it's great?
Who?
Like, hey, man, you really need to talk to him, too. Like, you feel like you have a lot of evidence. fire or whatever, you shouldn't have married the nigga. Keep it safe. Like, you shouldn't have let that nigga go a long time ago. Y'all been married 10 years. You know better than this by now. And obviously, if y'all been married this long, this ain't his first time. This ain't his first trip down the road. You feel me? So, it's whatever. She want to scream and holler on the phone. She want to tell me I need Jesus. And she want to discuss my morals and all that other shit. And so I'm telling her, like, lady, if you want to do all that, then that's a different phone call. Like, you can't do that with me. Like, I ain't know. I'm going to keep it with you. I didn't know at first. He told me no. So I don't know. Now that I do know, I'm just there, your husband. But if your husband continues to call me and shit, then, man, you don't pay my phone bill. He catch me at the right time. I trust me after the call. You don't know. So whatever, we get past that. We're yelling, screaming for a minute, and I'm trying to lead her to the truth. Like, man, your business here. You need to accept that. She don't want to hear it. Anytime I try to tell her that, she don't want to hear it. And I'm not just telling her, like, I'm giving her solid facts. Check the phone messages. Check the records. Check to see what message came from which phone. She don't want to hear none of that. So finally, I'm like, I know what she wants. I calm down, get off my office. Like, I know what she wants. She wants me to tell her what she wants, like, what she wants to hear. So I tell her, like, hey, sweetie, you know what? Not testing any of your business, but I do with my private time or whatever, but I'm not fucking your husband. I never was fucking your husband. Like, I let her know. Like, I don't fuck with your husband like that. We'll do what you move. And you know this bitch, after screaming and hollering for an hour, after our third phone call, finally says, all right, I appreciate your honesty, sweetie. She texts me like 20 minutes later talking about, I'm sorry for the disturbance. I'm just upset. I needed to hear it for myself. And so in my mind, I'm
Wait. But you are fucking him, right?
Yeah, I was fucking him. But as I was telling her that, like, she has to phone me, like, nigga, I'm a nasty motherfucker. I'm an Aries, he a Leo. We messages back and forth. She knew what the fuck it was. Come shower at the house. Daddy, see you later. Like, she read the messages. But with all that, she wanted somebody to tell her. And I was like, and it's not my business to be like, hell yeah, I'm fucking your husband. Like, I didn't feel like that was my place. Like, you need to hear that from your husband. You need to hear that from him. So I'm like, look, well, you know, check the messages. If you feel you have the messages, then you need to talk to him. You need to talk to that nigga is all I'm telling her. You need to talk to that nigga. You need to sit down with him and you need to talk to him. But she don't want to hear that. Anytime I tell her that, she wants to turn up with me. She wants, but she don't really want to turn up because I called her off her face. She ain't want that. She just wants to yell and scream. So finally, I'm like, I know what she wants to hear. So I tell her what she wants to hear and swear she start acting like that's all she needed. She texts me, thank you, I appreciate you. I'm sorry for the disturbance. I know it's late.
Wait,
it won't happen again.
You told her you were fucking her? You probably just said, yeah, I'm fucking her. Fuck, you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah,
I said I'm not fucking
weren't.
Him. I said
even
I'm not fucking
were,
your husband.
So
even though
all she wanted was you to lie to her? Like,
all she wanted was for me to tell her what she wanted to hear. She ain't want to hear the truth.
So what's your issue?
Because I tried to tell her the truth. My issue with this is the nigga. Because we're going to go back to that. I've seen him a few times around town because we frequent the same spots. That's how we met. I see him a few times around town, and this nigga acts completely brand new, like I was the one who fucked up in the situation. And I like, and the only reason I haven't really said my piece to him is because I haven't caught him in private. I haven't seen him at a time where it was just me and him around. But I feel like, my nigga, you lied to me, and I kept it solid for you. Like, I kept your marriage together, my nigga. Like, and you going to act like, nigga, you going to walk past like I was the one? Like, I was the one in the room, my nigga? You have me so fucked up.
No way, but why even go through this? If... I don't even know why you can do this so easy, because that's fine. I mean, are you mad that you're not fucking with him no more?
I'm not mad that I'm not fucking with him, but I have that last bit of anger. I don't want to keep fucking with him, but I have that last bit of anger. Like, nigga, how dare you? Like,
there's no fuck. But so, walk away. I mean, like I said, it's enough drama. Went already through it already, so just walk away from it and leave it as it is. I mean, no point in egging on a situation that it already killed itself. And I'm only saying that because...
Real well and good?
I'm just saying that because there's nothing wrong. See, sometimes you got to let people, you got to realize sometimes, like, take it from me, right? I have never really dumped anybody, you know what I mean? But girls have messed with me or whatever, and then be like, you know what, I'm not fucking with you anymore. And they make up the craziest reasons in their mind that are completely not true, but it works for them and it helps them move on and everything like that. So sometimes it just has to be that way. Like, motherfuckers ain't going to move on unless they're going to be in their own little world. When you try to pop somebody's bubble, or something like that. A lot of people can't handle that type of shit. Sometimes the easiest way, if you want it to really just be over and to walk away and leave it alone, just let them think that, fine, you're the bad guy, woo-hoo or whatever. Because anybody who knows what the truth is going to know what the truth is. Because the truth is all that matters.
And I can dig all of that. And maybe my wounds are still fresh. And maybe that's why I'm feeling such a way. Maybe my wounds are just still fresh. But at the end of the day, I feel the anger in me. And I know it's going to come out one of two ways.
gonna catch your car somewhere, and damn, fuck, the keys is gonna get my pocket rubbed up against your shit.
See, that's all the shit. That's all the shit.
But I gotta say to your face.
That's all the shit.
And that's realistically knowing me. And I'm like, I can't lie. Right. It could be because the wound is still fresh. It could be because, you know, I'm a female. We got some emotions and shit.
But move. You knew you were struggling with a man. You knew you were fucking them with a married dude or whatever, so eventually that shit's gonna come to a head. So what rules? I don't understand. So then you really don't need to deal with it because then he lies. So then yeah, you may have got played just a little bit, okay, but chalk it up. I mean, I'm not gonna say he doesn't deserve shit or anything like that, but again, people like that, it may look like everything's good or whatever, or this, that, but fucked up shit happens to fucked up people. So you don't want to jump into that category of being a fucked up person as well, because karma is a motherfucker, I'm sorry. That's why no matter how hard it is, at least for me, I'm trying to walk. You know, there's so much shit that I want to do. Like I said, if y'all go back and listen to the beginning of the show and hear the shit I've already been through today, get an understanding of why it's like, just be that better person no matter what. Because, again, yes, it's easier said than done. Take it from somebody who wants to do the most fucked up shit to the most fucked up people in the world. I want to go see the movie The Purge just so I can pretend I'm in the movie and have 12 hours to kill anybody I want to and not have to worry about no kind of consequences or anything. I love the premise of that movie. So there's going to be a lot of people in my body count if I was able to go 12 hours with no consequences. There'll be a lot of people on me. So,
right.
But what I'm saying is that it's just not going to make anything any better. It's not going to make anything better. And then the best way to end the situation is not to perpetuate it. And being a girl, I understand it's really hard for you. I know emotions. Know that nigga didn't. Know he didn't lie to me. This. But it's not like he was your dude or anything like that, or anybody that seems like it's going to be any kind of seriousness or anything with. So it's like, just chalk it up.
That's
like,
why
y'all.
I feel like he should have kept a G with me. Like, you're not my dude. Niggas lie,
especially if they're married. Especially married niggas lie probably more than regular niggas do. I don't know, but niggas lie. This is nothing new. So it's like, don't act like you ain't never been lied to before.
I guess that sounds logical.
Well,
you might have just saved somebody's car. I guess you might have just saved somebody's car.
Well, look at it like this. If you are going to do something, now here's the patience of it. Now, if you are going to do something, you have to wait. Wait at least 3 months. I'm saying at least 3. I know it may be hard, move, whatever, but if you really want to fuck with people, the best way to fuck with people is to fuck with them when they think they got away with something. Wait. Don't do it right away because it's expected. You wait till max a couple of months, move, whatever. Then you maybe see that new car or something like that happens. Or maybe then you might be over it. Then, when you're in that situation and it's months later and you still feel like, okay, you know what, I'm going to do it, then at that point, do it. Then at that point, do it. Because then it's like, okay, well, then it's really going to fuck with them, because then really not going to even know who could have possibly fucking did this. Because as far as niggas go, niggas don't think that far back. Like, damn, I didn't think this girl that I lied to 3-4 months ago would fuck with me still now. Guys don't think like that. I'm not speaking for all guys. The majority of guys don't.
I want you to know I did the shit, though. I want you to know. I write my name and my phone number, my address and shit.
Well, then, there you go. Well, see, you just asked for it. Well, I can't speak to you. You're one of them girls I can't speak with, because you're just going to do what you want to do anyway. So, okay, I know a lot of girls just like you.
No, you really faded that nigga car. Cause in my head, it was one of them. I'm not really going to do it. But you know, you get faded one night and you're just driving around town. You ain't got nothing else to do. And you see the nigga shit
parked
somewhere, like, in front of his house. It was one of them thoughts. But you might have just talked me out of it.
What I've noticed is, like, girls do 1 of 3 things when they get fucked up and drunk, especially when y'all get in groups and everything like that. It's like, y'all either call up dudes y'all want to fuck with, or y'all call up dudes that fucked you over that you want to fuck with, like, in a bad way, or you just find shit to fuck with. Like, I don't know why alcohol and females require y'all to just fuck with shit. Whatever it may be, y'all find something to fuck with for whatever reason. I don't know. Oh, wait, hold on. All right, y'all. Hold on. We gotta take a pause real quick. So y'all feel free to chuck them up ourselves. I got to back in the car. Hold on. This is back to travel mode.
I
I put it in the bun and then pinned it. He said, hell, I got the white girl.
Oh, yeah, he ran to the store.
Bunch of non-drivers. Nah. Please don't tell me you're not. You want to know. Pull out in the middle of the street so you can make a left turn. Can't do it. There you go. So you are allowed. It's okay. Where the hell are you going?
Scared the whole fuck out of me.
almost got hit. Nigga hit.
Okay. Okay, my baby. I just fall. I'm scared. It just went my mind. I'm good. I just didn't want to get hit because I seen the car coming.
God damn.
I was like,
oh. Fucking man.
Everybody just got this particular spotter out here, y'all.
You're so good. Oh, my God.
Hey, well, you know what? Let's talk to a quick thing before we get up out of here.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Excuse me, y'all. That really just gave me a little mini heart attack just real quick. Like, what's wrong with people? Fuck, why can't you keep an eye? Fuck you, city people who can't keep eyes on their babies, and they just be running around and shit. That's the, what the whole fuck? Scaring the shit out of people. You know, if it wasn't nice people like us, your baby really would have ran into the fucking street and got fucking hit. Like, what? Oh, my God.
She
didn't say thank you.
Your baby just hit the street. How were you walking? Calm. Your baby just hit the street. Like, the car was coming. Like, car was.
All right.
Wait, did you have to save the kid? Did one of y'all save the kid?
You said what?
I know, I knew.
Did one of y'all have to, like, save the kid? What, do y'all grab the kid or something?
No, like, the store is, like, right on the corner. The baby just ran out the store and kept it pushing. Like, I'm thinking, okay, little boy about to stop. No.
And mama behind the baby.
Right. Something. No, nigga, he just walked on out the street like, the fuck, man.
And his
mama just came out, didn't say thank you. Oh, my God, my baby. Just nothing.
But thank you, who? That's what I'm saying. Did somebody touch the kid or did the kid just...
Yeah, Toya caught the baby. She ran.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought.
Fuck,
man. Toya, why did she let the baby just run out in the street and she pull out the video camera and pull it and see if it can make it across the block farther?
What?
I
don't know. Mama looked like she's like 12, 13. Like, she don't look like she's...
Toya driving right now or something?
Jordan.
Yeah, we out here. We just got that too.
You got $60 shoes.
Oh my gosh, you're out here looking crazy. You wear your fuck, man. Oh my god. Oh, I'm sorry. You got the home. It's okay. All right, go. No, yes, this is what's really going on. Like, your baby hair all wild. And he ain't got no pants on, and he just gonna walk his happy ass into the fucking street.
What I'm saying is, Koya messed up because she shouldn't have grabbed the kid. She should have put out a video camera and watched and saw if the kid made it across the street. That's what she should have did.
No, because what would have happened if the baby would have got here right in front of us?
You know how many people would pay you for that kind of footage? You know how fast you would be on Wallstar? So fast.
You a mess.
I'm sorry, that's just how I feel right now. I'm sorry, you can't be responsible for other people's kids. I'm sorry. I mean, it's
right,
I guess that's just the mother. I guess that's just the girl in y'all, the mother's instinct in y'all. Because I would have just looked at the kid like, oh, whose kid is that? Like, oh, shit. I would have been like, oh, like, I never did it. I'm sorry.
That's horrible.
Like y'all were saying, if the old parents don't want to take after the kid, it's like, what are you doing? You should go give y'all the attitude after you play the kid. Like, what are you going to let the kid get hit?
This is true. I was in the middle of my stuff. I'm sorry. Wait. Oh, okay. That's why. Yeah, it is about that time. Okay. Fuck you. Fuck you, too. People who can't watch their kids, man. Fucking just irresponsible ass. Fuck. Fuck. You came outside of your baby just looking all raggedy and shit. The fuck? Man. Just the whole fuck. Just ignorance. Come on. Mm-mm. You had money for some J's and your baby hair looked like who did it and why. I just don't understand. Anyway. Fuck you, all the haters. Fuck you to all haters, and they be on that bullshit and want to just lying bastards.
Lying,
just lying. Ooh, can't stand those neither. Ooh. Anywho, so fuck you to those. Fuck you to niggas who just want to be ignorant. Like, I just, how you gonna talk business and then hang up in my face? You ain't shit, nigga. Fuck you. Fuck you. Hell yeah, fuck you, Friday. I'm gonna holler fuck you as loud as I fucking please, nigga.
Oh, and fuck
them companies that don't take care of their employees. Yeah, fuck them companies. Oh, yeah, fuck them companies, too. Oh, yeah, I got the phone call this morning at 6 a.m. asking me to come in to fuck work like they was retarded. Koi going to her little company problem. Fuck these companies who don't know how to treat their employees, my nigga. Y'all ain't shit. Fuck y'all.
Fuck the company that'll come to your house and fornicate on your living room floor.
Oh.
Motherfuckers that want to kick people out they play. unjustifiedly. It wasn't like the person you kicking out was fornicating on the floor.
But,
no, I can't say
that.
That's
not what happened.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets their fuck you zone. Fuck it.
Oh,
so,
man.
I think that's it. Mm-hmm. I got all my fuckies out. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, shit, well, fuck it. Then I'm going to get ready to get up out of here, man. It's already been an interesting show. I got to go back and listen to my damn stuff and see what actually was heard and picked up, because I don't know. But, again, thank y'all for tuning in tonight. This Funky Fridays. If you did tune in, every Friday, 6 to 8. 5 Sundays, every Sunday, 7 to 9. Triple M Show every Monday, 7 to 9 as well. And, of course, West Coast Wednesday, some nights with my co-host Queen V, every Wednesday night, 9 to 11, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. So,
yeah, man.
I'll let y'all later. Fuck you, and we out.